Mr. Rogers. Who's coming next?
Go. I'm trying to unmute myself. I'm still learning. I need my 20-year-old daughter to help me do the technical stuff. She says, get out of the way, Daddy. It's user error. Jeff Isom is a gentleman that I met on January 8th, 1995. And I won't go into how I met them or why, but I got to meet his whole family. Actually, not the whole family. He comes from a big family. But what so impressed me in that first impression of Jeff Isom is this guy likes to have fun. So to introduce us to a fun activity, Jeff, take it away.
Oh, hello, everybody. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're ready to have some fun. I'm Jeff Isom, Chancellor of Neuquén University. If you like fun, you're at the right place. If you don't like fun, go next door. Maybe they do there. But does everybody feel ready for a fun activity? So I need everyone to participate. This is really simple. I'm going to say something, and if it applies to you, you're going to jump out of your chair, and you're going to go, that's me, and then you're going to sit back down. Okay, it's really simple. So you'll actually be seated. You'll be seated in your chair, just like I am now, and I'll say something like, I'm a Neuquén wellness consultant, or I've used Neuquén products. If it's true for you, if it would apply for you, you'll jump out of your chair, and you'll go, that's me, and you'll sit back down. So we're going to try a practice to begin, and everybody needs to show their video. So all the panelists, everyone, show your video, and if we can put as many people as possible here in the center. This first one's going to apply to everybody. So everybody should be jumping out of their chair with lots of energy, like you're going to launch yourself into outer space and say, that's me. Is everyone ready to go? This first one will apply to everybody. Okay. I'm at Seiko Kai. Okay. I know that Seiko Kai means success meeting.
Yes. That's me.
Oh. I love learning and growing.
Yay, that's me.
You need to shout, that's me, kids. I enjoy setting new goals.
Ooh, that's me.
That's me.
I'm creating balance in the five pillars of health.
That's me.
I live in California.
Woohoo! That's me.
I live in Florida. I live in Quebec. I live in Ontario. I don't live in any of those places. I'm a parent.
That's me.
I'm a grandparent.
That's me.
I'm a great grandparent. Just give them time. I'm a pet parent.
Woo, that's me.
Yeah, there's a few of those. I am a fan of the Seattle Seahawks. I'm a fan of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm a fan of the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh,
I don't care about that stuff.
It's me.
I love to cook.
That's me.
I love to read.
That's me.
I love to exercise.
That's me.
I love to sleep.
That's me.
I love to sleep on a Neuquén Kenko fit. I'm wearing clean underwear.
That would be me.
Suzanne, you didn't stand up on that one. I had KBB for breakfast. I'll probably have KBB for dinner.
That's me.
I'm excited for fall.
That's me.
I'm excited for Halloween.
Oh, that's me.
I'm excited for the Neuquén 2021 Global Convention.
That's me.
Woo!
I'm drinking pie water during Seiko Kai.
That's me.
I have insoles in my shoes.
That's me.
That's me.
I'm currently getting a rollout from my husband or my wife.
Ooh, Micah, did you hear that?
Okay. Ask him. Ask him after Seiko Kai. Ask him when this is over. I've been to humans being more.
That's me.
I've made a life cycle plan.
That's me.
Making my dreams come true.
That's me.
Well, I would encourage all of you to continue making your dreams come true the rest of this year. I know that all of us are really committed to being the very best people that we can be in every aspect of our life, physically, up and down, mentally, up and down, with our family, society, with our finances. And I really do believe all of us working together, we can create the best individuals that we can be. We can create better communities. We can create a better planet. I don't want to give too much away, but I'm here in Southern California. In fact, I've got Luis and Ruben just right around the corner, and we were doing some filming yesterday, and we were talking. Here's Luis. Luis, you're fading into the background. So we were doing some filming yesterday, and we were talking about the future and the future. And it was pretty amazing as we worked with the film crew and talking to them about creating a better world. And people from all walks of life, people from every kind of career you can imagine, everybody wants a better planet. And that's something that we're all working together to make happen. So let's continue doing that together, and let's continue our excitement, our passion for that idea of creating a better world and a better planet. I invite all of you on October 2nd, we're having a Humans Being More on Saturday. It's a Humans Being More online, and you're welcome to join us. Mm-hmm. And then this December 3rd, 4th, and 5th, we're having a Humans Being More in Georgia. It'll be one of the live events that we do this year. Where people are welcome to join in. Of course, we'll be following the Georgia State COVID protocols and guidelines for safety at that meeting. But it's going to be an amazing event for people to experience 3 days together and to enjoy all of the benefits of being part of our NECAN global family and learning and growing together. So enjoy the rest of our Seiko Kai event, and thank you, Ruben, for allowing me to share a fun activity. Back to
awesome,
you, Ben.
Yeah.
If I could get added to the panelists, and I don't know what I did technically to make that happen, but I told you he's fun. Did I not? As my friend Fernando says, I told you, Vance. I told you. That was my first impression of Jeff, again, back in 1995, and it still holds true today. One of the beautiful things about Suzanne Steele to me, I've known Suzanne for at least 20, 22 years, and when I met her and her husband, Greg, years ago, and I'm looking at her bio.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Suzanne, share with us why.
Okay, can everyone see my screen? All right, wonderful. Well, Vance, thank you. It was actually 6 years ago tomorrow that I lost a corporate job, 29 years. In that corporate job, and timing is everything. Friends who knew me and knew how passionate I was about sharing NECAN's mission and solutions with others said it was a good thing I lost that job because it allowed me to move on. I've changed and my passion has not, because only 6 months after I walked out of Liberty with my box of personal belongings, life threw us a curveball. I hope that what I share with you will help you and others who may be experiencing similar situations. So, first of all, my growing up-ings. My mother, we grew up in a single parent, and they really are keys. These are keys to my story. My mother did not get any alimony, and she worked two jobs to make ends meet. So these are the things that we learned. We learned how to save. We learned working hard. We learned about teaching and about serving others. My mom was a special ed teacher, and she always went above and beyond. She unfortunately had so much stress in her life that 11 years after the divorce, she was battling cancer, and she lost that battle at age 48. So unfortunately for my mom, I didn't know about NECAN back in 1989. And I believe that her suffering could have been prevented with all the things I know now. So I offer this business to others as a way to help families in need, to reduce that stress and hopefully avoid what my mom ended up having to go through. So my next things, yes, I had a little car accident, and I just ended up speaking with the police officer that helped me out that day, also long ago. I was very active before, but for the 3 months that I was in this halo, I flipped my car, landed upside down, and this officer remembered that. I learned that resting is important. I learned that sitting is important. I learned that I needed to pace myself and, most importantly, practice patience. Practicing patience. I am still learning that, and that's why there are asterisks there. But what I want to say is I'm so grateful for my friend Tom, who asked us to check this out, and we drove an hour and a half to find out about it. My husband Jeff drove because I had issues with my nerves in my left arm. And so all I needed to know was that did these products work and were they safe? And in 15 minutes with this little device that Jeff Isom just mentioned, this rolled up and down my spine. You can kind of see it. This changed my life. This allowed me to ride home normally the night in the car, first time in 3 years. And that's the night that my passion for sharing NECAN with others began. We started our wellness home, and I soon returned to full activity. So, as some of you know, 6 months after I lost that job, my husband, getting back to that curveball, my husband was diagnosed with a progressive neurodegenerative disease. And these are some of the things that we loved to do together. We loved to ski. We both taught downhill skiing for many years, and that's how I found out about NECAN. We loved to hike. We loved to kayak together, pick blueberries along the lake. And we also loved to ride our motorcycles. And for Jeff's 60th birthday, I surprised him with a ride around our local speedway in this nice little Lamborghini, which he loved. And only 8 months before his diagnosis, he was teaching our niece Christine how to split wood with our wood splitter. So those were the illnesses, the things that Jeff and I got to do our things prior. And now my aims have changed. I am now in a caregiving role 24/7. I've had to shift, relearn, and most importantly, remain positive. I am now driving for all appointments and errands. I am the one that's doing all of Jeff's activities for daily living, like washing, toileting, dressing, and feeding. And fortunately, during the pandemic, I've been the one responsible for Zooming our church service each and every week over the last 18 months. And there's been pretty much four of us in the church for the most part. And it's been a truly a blessing for me to be able to give back to the community that way. I've also being grateful for when Jeff is able to do something on his own, like washing his own hands some days. And another thing I've learned is taking advantage of the good days. Last week, we were able to go for a boat ride on Lake Winnipesaukee, the largest lake in New Hampshire. It was a gorgeous day, just like it is out here today. And the most important thing is I am thriving because of my wellness home. And I'm continuing to share the benefits with others. Now, my tools. I have some tools that keep me as a caregiver going each and every day. Jeff mentioned many of these. Sleep. We get up 3 to 7 times a night, and this helps me get back to sleep each and every night. I start my day with 32 ounces of PIMAG water, with my key supplements, immunity, lactoferrin, women's, and clarity. And then, yes, this is my breakfast every morning. Kenzen Vital Balance, Super Siaga, and the vegan mix. And then, when the cat doesn't eat her food, I sprinkle Jade Green Symes for her, and I take a heaping tablespoon for myself. And yes, always wearing some type of necklace, bracelets, insoles, but most importantly for me, I have this on all the time because I never know how and when I need to help Jeff become comfortable. Now, a lesson that I just learned or was reminded last week was how important it is to make every day the best day you can because you never know when it will be your last. And to make an impact on as many lives as possible before it is your last day. I want to close with a truly human being more. His name is Jim Tomlinson. I was not on earlier this morning because I was Zooming from my church, his funeral service. There were 120 people on Zoom and about 800 people out in our church parking lot and beyond. This man was truly someone who was serving others. That was what people said throughout the entire service. And I just want to touch on a couple of things. He served quietly, humbly, steadfastly, and he loved to serve others. Now, we should tell a joke, right? Dave Balzer loves to tell jokes, and this is one of Jim's jokes. What do you call a deer with no eyes? No idea. There you go. Well, that made us laugh, but the key is this man really helped us remember what is important. It's helping others. And I want to read a poem that was given to us. It's called What is Success? To laugh often and much. To win the respect of intelligent people and the affection of children. To learn the appreciation of honest critics and endure the betrayal of false friends. To appreciate beauty. To find the best in others, to leave the world a bit better, whether by a healthy child, a garden patch, or a redeemed social condition. To know even one life has breathed easier because you have lived. This is to have succeeded. By Ralph Waldo Emerson. So, how many lives will you touch before it's your last day? Let's get out there and make a huge impact like my dear friend, Jim.
Wow. Thank you, Suzanne. Thank you. My eyes started sweating a couple times, as they say down in Texas. And I told you, it's I can't as I want to. Thank you, Ruben, for recording this so we can go back and watch it again.